So, this is the first night that you're alone with your stepdaughter, who's 7 years old. And she got scared in the middle of the night, like while trying to fall asleep, and she asked if she can come sleep in bed with you. And of course, you said yes. And you guys cuddle up, and she's in a nightie. Nothing underneath, just a nightie, feeling comfortable. Kind of normal, like a child would do. And she wants to cuddle up on you, and you let her because you're a good dad, aren't you? And so you put your arms around her tiny child body, and she starts getting into hugging you. So she starts to move on top of you, and her hair kind of moves, like just kind of drags down her face. You look at her beautiful child face, and you're in awe, and she starts just kind of moving around, hugging you, feeling comfortable, and you're wondering why she's all moving around. You can feel her pussy, her child pussy, her nightie in the way, but you can feel her, and your cock starts to get hard because she's moving around, moving very slowly and innocently. And the strap of her little nightie just starts to slip off her thin, bony shoulder, exposing a nipple. Oh my gosh, your heart beats. Your heart beats faster, and your cock throbs a bit. It twitches at the sight of her exposed young little nipple, her flat chest. And she starts grinding her hips. I think you start feeling her kind of grind against you, kind of sighing too, little sweet, innocent girl sighs. And oh my goodness, she's pulling up her nightie some because she's recognizing that something between her legs is feeling good on her dad. So she pulls that nightie up, and you feel her warm, wet child pussy. You feel it against your tummy, and she's just still moving and slightly, softly grinding against you. And then she moves a little bit and feels your cock. It makes her kind of look at you in a little bit of shock. And you feel embarrassed, but she keeps grinding, but now grinding against your cock. Her child pussy, her bald child pussy is grinding against your hard cock. And she is just still feeling good. And you take your hand up, and you can't help it, but you have to reach up and touch that flat chest, just lovingly, softly. And she smiles. She smiles when she touches you, or when you touch her. You feel her tiny baby nipple get hard from your hand. And she moves her other strap down for you, exposing both of her nipples, now just her flat chest exposed. And you put your other hand, and you're feeling both sides of her chest, dragging your man hands against her child body, her flat chest, her tiny baby nipples. And you move her nightie down a little bit, exposing her tiny flat belly. She's such a beautiful child, isn't she? And she starts to bring her hand down to what she's feeling under her child pussy, your hard cock. And her tiny hand is touching it lightly, gently, and smiling at you. She knows what she's doing, doesn't she? But it's just so natural. It's just so natural. She knows instinctively what to touch. And your cock is throbbing under her young hand, her tiny hand. And she looks like she's proud of herself, smiling at you. And you buck your hips up against her. You can't help it. Your stepdaughter is touching your cock. And so your hand moves right there up her nightie into her child pussy, where you can feel around. You feel around and you feel a little bit of baldness, her child pussy. And you take your finger just delicately and you feel inside her lips, those bald lips, while she's still touching your cock. And it makes her breath buckle a bit, because she knows it feels good. And you're both just groping each other, touching each other, feeling good. And what you do next is you pull her nightie over her body, exposing her beautiful child body. Such a small frame, so kind of bony, but so perfect, like an untouched body. She looks so beautiful on top of your body, and your hands are just dragging down her frame. And then you pull down your boxers. You think to yourself, I'm going to have sex with my stepdaughter. I'm going to put my cock inside of my stepdaughter. That's what's going to happen. It has to happen. She wants it. I know she does. Look at her. She's smiling and giggling and sighing and moaning. And her child pussy is getting wet. So your boxes are down and your cock springs up. And she is in amazement at the sight of your big adult cock. For her, your hard cock is for her, isn't it? And you just bring her hips up some, and you make sure the tip of your cock is held there right against her child pussy, and you're dragging it down her while she's right over your hips. You're dragging the tip of your cock against her child pussy, feeling how bald and how smooth it is, how tiny it is. And you find that slit, that forbidden slit. This feels so wrong, but it's so right. You know it's right. You know this is what you're supposed to do. You both want it. And so you make her hips come down on your cock just a bit. And you're going to be gentle with her because she's just a child, a little girl. And the tip of your cock slips in there. And it makes her moan out, entering her body, putting your cock inside of her pussy, her child pussy, a 7-year-old's pussy. And you just delicately push up some more into that tight, fleshy slit. And it's so slick. She's so wet for you. And you're just trying to hold back from taking her harder. I know you are. You're trying to hold back from really pushing her down on your cock. But you want to be gentle. You don't want to scare her. You want to make her feel good, don't you? You want to make that child, that kid, feel good on your cock. You're taking her virginity, her 7-year-old virginity. And she starts pushing down some more, helping you out. And it's so fucking tight, but she's working it. She is, and it feels good. She knows she feels good because she's pushing down on it. She knows this is what she's supposed to do. She's supposed to have sex with her dad. And you take her hips in your hand, her tiny itty bitty hips. And you look down and you look at the beautiful sight of her bald child pussy right on top of your cock. And you push up a little bit, wanting to feel more inside of her. And she's moaning out so much. A child is moaning on your cock. And she goes down some more. And you kind of guide her to start bouncing up and down, making a stroking, pumping type of movement, teaching this child how to have sex with your cock. and she's still smiling at you, feeling so fucking good. You're making this girl into a nympho, I bet, because look at her. She's bouncing on it like she's a pro, like she's done this before, but you can tell no one has fucked this child pussy before. She's 7 years old. And she's moaning out, and you're just guiding her with your hands, your big man hands around her hips, just feeling the tightness of her child pussy inside of her, deep inside of this child. And oh my gosh, she's starting to moan loudly, more loudly now, as she's bouncing up and down on top of your cock. You watch a change inside of her. She's about to have her first orgasm on top of your cock, right on your cock. She's going to grip so tightly around there, a child having an orgasm on your cock. And you tell her, good girl, keep going. And she's moaning out, screaming out a bit, still in pleasure. As she has her first orgasm, it tightens and grips around your cock even more. And you didn't know that a child pussy could be even fucking tighter than it is right now, as she's spasming around your cock, creaming on your cock. Her 7-year-old pussy is creaming and coming on your cock, and it's driving you wild, isn't it? Watching her pull her head back in pleasure, moaning out. You look down at her flat chest, those perfect little flat nipples, that perfect little flat chest. Oh, and you pull her down. You pull her down after she's done coming. And you're going to take her some more, aren't you? You lay her down. You lay that beautiful child down, that sexy 7-year-old, that sexual 7-year-old. You lay her down. And she's still in the throes of having her first orgasm, still smiling. And she wants more. You ask her, can I have more of you? And she says, yes, please. Make me feel good. In her sweet, innocent child voice. And you feel your cock. You feel a 7-year-old's pussy cream on your cock. And you stroke it in some. You stroke it in, feeling her wetness against your cock before you take her legs. And you push her legs up ever so slightly, enjoying the beautiful view of her spread open for you, your beautiful sexual child goddess spread open for you. Look at her beautiful pink slit. Put your cock right there. Put it back in. You push it back in and it goes in a little bit easier, doesn't it? You're on your knees right in front of her. You pull her hips up some because her little body's so tiny. You have to pull it up to meet your cock. And your hand moves down her belly, down her chest, while your other hand is on her hip and you're pushing your cock inside of this child. Oh, and she's moaning out even more, making her feel good. And her tight little pussy is still gripping around your cock. It's the tightest hole you've ever felt. And it's so slick. You never knew a child could be this wet. And you're pumping harder now, taking her, still making sure you're not hurting her. And your hips are moving faster. You're holding her even tighter, fucking her, fucking a 7-year-old girl. And she's moaning out, looking so beautiful on your cock. You look down and you can see her little clit. So you start fingering a bit with your thumb, moving your thumb around in a circle, making her feel even better. She's never going to have a cock better than this, is she? This is the best she's going to have. You're going to fuck her so good, and you are. And she's moaning out, and you're groaning out as you keep fucking her. Oh, look at her beautiful body. You can almost see your cock bulge out of her belly when you push in so fucking deeply. Oh, that makes you, that drives you wild, doesn't it? Almost seeing her belly protrude with your cock and her tiny little body. And you keep fingering her little clit because you can tell you're making her feel good now. She's loving it. She loves having sex. She might come every night now and find you and your hard cock, because nothing has made her feel this good before, and nothing makes you feel this good. Oh, gosh. And so you want to take her any other way you can. So you tell her, sweetie, turn over. And she bends over. She gets on her tummy and you guide her hips up. And you see in the view of her perfect, perfect body, her perfect young body, her beautiful pussy poking out between her legs. You're gonna stick your cock right inside of her this way. You're going to get to fuck a child, doggy style. Show her what it is to have sex. Show her every position that you can. And that's what you're gonna do. So you hold those hips again, so firmly, but so delicately, so lovingly, and you push inside of her again, that warmness. And can you believe she's even more wet than before, more wet than before. And you're thrusting balls deep in her now, looking down at her sexy body, her sexy 7-year-old body. Oh my gosh, can you believe this? You put your hand down her sweet back and through her hair, and you're having the most passionate lovemaking with her, showing her what it's like to be fucked doggy style, turning her into a nympho. She's going to crave your cock from here on out, isn't she? She's going to crave this, because nothing else is going to feel like that. Nothing else. And her little child pussy almost feels tighter the more you fuck her. So keep fucking her. Thrust in there hard now. She can take it. Her little child pussy is molded to your cock. You successfully stretched her child pussy. So fuck her hard and deep like you would a woman. Yes, like you would a woman. And then as you're holding her and pumping your hips into her, I think she's going to come again. And she moans out. She moans those sweet little child moans. That beautiful sex goddess, that beautiful little girl is coming on your cock again. Oh, I think she likes doggy style, doesn't she? She loves fucking sex. You are turning her into an addicted little sex goddess. Oh, she's coming again, gripping so fucking hard against you, against your cock. And then you ask her, you lean down and you whisper in her sweet little ear. You take your fingers through her hair so delicately, and you ask her if she wants you to visit her every night. And guess what she says? She says, yes, please, daddy. You're making me feel so good. And you say, well, listen, sweetie, we just can't tell mom, okay? We can't tell mom about this. And she says, yes, daddy. And you know she won't, because this is the best thing she's ever felt before. Mm-hmm. And you turn her back over on her back and you look down at her beautiful, sexy child body, just like melted in your hands. Still, you made her come 2 times, and you look at her sweet face and you tell her, listen, sweetie, I don't want your mom. I want you. I want to have sex with you. I want to make love to you. And she says, yes, daddy, make love to me, daddy. Please, please have sex with me, daddy. It feels so good. And you can't resist her. This is your new addiction. Your new addiction is her, your 7-year-old daughter, your 7-year-old stepdaughter. It's so wrong. But you both are now addicted, not just you, her too. And so you lean over her missionary style again, so you can see that sweet child face while you fuck her with your hard pedo cock. You're a pedophile now, a pedophile who loves fucking a child, a beautiful, sexy child, the tightest fucking pussy you've ever felt before. And it feels so good. She's feeling so good too. So you push in some more. You hold her little little legs, those thin, slender legs up in the air, right on your chest as you're pumping into her, looking down at her beautiful face, telling her how much you love her, how much you love her, and this is real love. This is what love looks like, having sex, even if she's a child. And you reach down and you kiss those sweet nipples. You lick those sweet nipples while you're fucking her deep, thrusting in deep, balls fucking deep, and she's still wet. You've turned her on more than she's ever been turned on before. You're her first cock. The first cock of her life is inside of her right now as she's 7 years old, and you're realizing that children can feel good too. Children can have sex. Children can be fucked and like it. You don't have to hurt them because it feels so right. She feels right. I mean, look at her. She's smiling and feeling good and moaning. And then while you're fucking her, you may tell her that, listen, baby, we can fuck in your room. We can have sex in your room. We can have sex in parking lots, in my car, in my truck. We can go have sex in the woods. We can bring a blanket while you ride daddy's cock out in the woods. We can have sex in the kitchen. We can have sex in your brother's room. We can have sex wherever you want, as long as nobody knows. It's our little secret, sweetie. Our little secret, you say as you thrust deep inside of her. And she's so for it. She asks if she can fuck outside with you. She wants to go outside under the stars and get fucked by her dad. Yes, you're going to fuck everywhere, aren't you? You're going to become addicted to each other. Your little secret. And she's going to be filled with your cum at all times. Her little child pussy is going to be stretched. Her little child pussy is going to be dripping with your seed, your load. Almost any time that you guys can get away without anyone knowing your little secret. And so you're holding her legs still, pumping inside of her deep, way down deep inside of her, fondling her body, feeling up her sweet little flat belly, that perfect little belly, feeling up her side, her soft, delicate neck. You're not choking her. You're just dragging your finger along, admiring her young child body, sucking on her nipples, which really drives her wild, really makes her feel good. You're teaching her everything she knows, she needs to know about sex from her dad, making her feel so good. And you're going to have a nice big daddy load for her, aren't you? And that's when she knows she's done a good job, is when she's taken your cum. Your cum is all hers, isn't it? Now your cock belongs to her. She owns your cock, the 7-year-old stepdaughter, your daughter. She owns your fucking cock. She owns every drop of cum that you have. All of it's hers, and she wants all of it. She wants all of it. And just think about her. Listen to her moaning those sweet child moans, how high they would be. And the way she breathes while you fuck her, while she's feeling good. And that pussy, that child pussy, almost too tight, making the pleasure for you almost too intense. And I don't know how you can last this long inside such a tight little child pussy, because I mean, nothing, no other pussy feels like this, no other pussy. And you now realize that you're a pedophile, especially for this sweet, beautiful child goddess, this sweet, sexy child right in your hands, right on your cock. Look down at those bald pussy, that way those lips are spreading around your cock as you ram into her little pussy, making her feel good, making love to her. Oh, and you've got the biggest, you feel it, you feel that load. You feel that load coming up. A hottest, warmest, stickiest load just for her. Yes. And then you get on your back and you want her on top again. You want to see that sweet 7-year-old body on top of you. So you get on your back, that hard cock throbbing for her, and she gets right on top. And you watch those lips, those sweet child lips, just move down your cock just like that. And she's starting to bounce fast. She knows what she's doing. Your hands are all over her sweet young child body. You're watching that sweet little chest, that sweet flat chest, her nipples just sitting perfectly on her sweet frame, and you're bouncing, helping her bounce on your cock. And you can tell by the way she's moaning, you can tell by the way she's groaning that she's going to come again. You're going to give her 3 orgasms tonight. And while she has this last orgasm around your fucking cock, you're going to come with her. You're going to fill her up. Yes. And so she's almost grinding on your cock, grinding on your cock. Your eyes are rolling back. Her eyes are rolling back. Her head is leaning back in pleasure from your cock and her 7-year-old pussy. And she's getting so close, so close. Oh, and she's moaning so loud. You're looking at her sweet, sexy body on your fucking cock, bouncing on your cock. She's using your cock to feel good. And you're using her pussy to now dump deep down into her. You're going to dump the biggest load into her. That sweet little child pussy is going to suck every fucking drop you have out of there, right into her hole, deep in there, deep in her little child womb. Oh, look at her sweet little tight body, that smooth body, that tight little child pussy milking your cock. All for her, all inside of her with that pedo cream. You're going to cream her little child pussy. And here she goes. She's about to come. You can tell by those breasts. And you can feel that tightening, that wetness. She gets slicker and she's going to come. She's going to come on your cock again, and you're going to come inside of her. You're going to explode inside of her. Feel that tightness, tighten around that thick daddy cock of yours. Oh, and she's moaning out. You've got her hands all over her body, all over that smooth, sweet, flat body, that thin child body, as you explode into her, dumping every drop right into her child pussy. Oh, and you're both like coming together. You're both having an orgasm together, and she's so proud to have milked out your cum, the nice, hottest, stickiest cum for her right inside of her. And this is the way it should be. This is the way it should be. A pedophile fucking a child, lovingly making love, making her feel good, knowing that you gave her 3 orgasms all over your cock and 1 nice big load for her right inside of her kind, right inside of that pussy. Oh, good. I'm so glad.